John DeCosta, a medley of these songs on New Year's Eve.
Woke up after midnight, both my neck and arms were sore. On my upper lip, there's a growth I've never seen before.
This seems to be the part that people really like the most.
And I wish that there was someone I could call.
I mean, that or edema on my thigh.
The WGN hotline. I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
Dr. Kevin Most for Northwestern Medicine at Central DuPage Hospital. Northwestern Medicine Impact every day. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Happy New Year. What is edema?
Edema is essentially swelling, so it's a collection of fluid.
Does that mean my head's full of fluid?
There's many people that are listening probably that might think that that's true.
Okay. Hey, thanks for coming out to the show.
Oh, are you kidding? That was great.
Yeah.
You guys are a great team. That was very, very funny. We really enjoyed it. We had a lot of laughs. I'll tell you, in the beginning, I was laughing so hard my sides were hurting.
Well, you know, that's edema.
Yeah.
That's swelling. That's what I'm hearing anyway. Did you enjoy seeing John perform your theme song live?
Yes. You know, and he opened with it, so I thought that was pretty amazing. Yes.
And Doc, I mentioned this, Mary, you know this. I hope you got a sample when you left. Doc was giving out Viagra and Lipitor in the lobby when everyone was leaving.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Mary was two rows ahead of me. I didn't even know it until the end of the show.
Yeah, we were in between the cackling ladies, so.
Correct.
Wow.
There was one lady with a very distinct laugh. Is that the lady you're talking
yes.
about?
Yes. Yeah. She was right in between us.
Was she planted?
No.
That's
she's
her
a
laugh.
Big, big John DeCosta fan.
Oh, oh, she loves nice. John. And then she yeah. snorts after every laugh.
Yeah, I think it's a medical thing. I think it's edema.
It's got to be.
I think it might be edema.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I really don't know. Well, welcome to the new year, and everybody's making New Year's resolutions. I believe statistically 97.5% of people have quit their resolutions on January 4th. Is that the right number?
You know what? You're pretty close, and it's, you know, a couple studies have shown that upwards of 90-92% of people will really be done with their resolutions within 8 weeks, that they are fallen off the tracks and that they have gone back to what they did normally.
And by the way, that is why you should own a health club. Because a health club business where you have a locked-in contract, where you absolutely mean it and you're dedicated to it, and you sign for 2 years, going on 10 years, whatever the number is, and then you go for 8 weeks, I mean, that's a fabulous business. No wear and tear on the equipment, no use of the showers. The lockers look great because nobody's using those. Plenty of room for you to work out. Everyone should get a health club, Doc.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the people who get upset are the people who go to the health club normally. Because for these next, you know, 8 weeks,
right, it's
they
busy.
Walk in and they can't find a parking space and it's crowded. And, you know, it's these people that say, you know what, I'm going to go out and join a health club and get really healthy. And then come February, you can park in the first row and you don't have to wait for a towel. And, yeah, the machines are all open.
But don't you have to kind of be careful too, Doc? Because now I know everybody's saying, I'm going back to the gym. I'm going, you know, I haven't been in 4 months or 3 months and I'm going to go back full force. You know, you might be injury prone.
Absolutely. You know, people that are doing it are saying, you know, like you just said, I'm going to go at it. I'm going to go at it hard. You know, have your lungs checked, have your heart checked, and really be careful when you start these programs because two things happen. One, you can hurt yourself. And two, and that's another reason why people quit so quickly, is that they find out they can't do this and they get disappointed and they get discouraged and they quit. But the health reasons are absolutely right. Someone who hasn't been up on a treadmill is not going to run at 5 miles an hour for an hour. They're not going to do that. And you want to make sure that your doctor has told you, hey, you're okay to work out, but let's do it this way.
So when you go in, do you hook with a trainer? Because a lot of people go, look, I'm super fat now. I really don't want to go in and have the trainer tell me I'm super fat. I don't want to find out I can only do a half sit-up with a spotter. You know, I just want to go in and kind of quietly get back into shape. But you do need some kind of guidance or at least a buddy system, don't you?
Absolutely. And you hit the 2 points right there. One is the guidance with the trainer. These are professionals. These guys know a lot. They know a lot about diet. They know a lot about how to exercise. They know a lot about how to get you to a goal. So that's a person that I would say, go to them, you know, go there because they're going to show you how to use the equipment properly. They're going to walk you through and they're going to put you on a plan. If you say, no, I'm not talking to anybody. I'm going to do this on my own. Then to get a buddy to do it with you. whether it's your wife, your spouse, your friend, someone else to go with you, because with the buddy, now it's difficult to say no. If your friend's going, whoever you're paired up with, they're going to go with you as well. You can share successes, you can share struggles. You know, that's going to make you more successful than going by yourself, because the guy who goes by himself is going to find something else to do very quickly.
We'll get to traffic and more of Dr. Kevin Most. Kevin Powell is very inspirational, and I almost am tempted to start singing You'll Never Walk Alone, because I get a little emotional when I even talk about this. And, Andre, I don't even know if you know this. Kevin is giving up fast food starting today for the rest of the month.
What?
Oh, yeah. I thought he was kidding.
What?
No. Kidding, Mary. No. This is a serious thing, yeah.
And, Doc, is a commitment to Kevin.
Yeah.
We are supporting his giving up. No, yeah. It's a commitment to Kevin. Everyone on the show, after this break, will announce something they're giving up.
There you go.
What is it, Lent?
No, it's Steve. It's Steve Cochran. Yeah. So for the
New
rest of the
resolutions
month,
are not like Lent.
Yeah,
but this isn't necessarily a resolution. This is just a 3.5 week sprint to the finish line. So between now and the end of the month, you have to give something up. And here's why this came up, Doc, because we were talking about some sort of health program, something to do, and we're going, well, Mary's in really good shape, Andrea's in really good shape, Dave's in really good shape.
Yeah, thanks for throwing me in there. I'm not.
So you know, there's certain things we can't just fashion for everybody on the show. So we thinking we'll give something up.
Mm-hmm.
Give something up that really is going to hurt. All right?
Okay, but wait. Let's make sure it's not like a Rocky Laporte, right?
No, we're not giving up Rocky.
No, remember what he gave up?
No, what did he give up?
Elk.
That's right. Yeah.
Rocky had a great line for health clubs, too.
Hilarious.
He goes, you ever go into a health club and just cry?
Every day.
All right, more with Doc in a second. 647 and 720 WGN. Back with Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine Impact Every Day. This is Steve Cochran, Steve Cochran Show, number 558. Doc, did you have a nice New Year's Eve other than coming out to the early show?
Yeah, you know, very low key, just some
takeout
Chinese. And, no, God, no, not even close. Not even close.
You're a wild man. How about the big Most family Christmas? We all saw the cable special. How did it go?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it's just a lot of fun getting the whole family together. When everyone's there, it's great. And, you know, David with the little guy now, little JD, 3 years old, he's the only kid.
Yeah.
So, you know, people like fight for spending time with him, where, you know, it's the others, they're all high school and college kids, and they're a lot of fun, but everybody wants to, you know, find little JD and take him around.
The other ones don't find Uncle Kevin nearly as amusing, is what you're saying.
No, they don't. Yeah. I used to think I was funny until, I guess, my humor has changed recently.
We'll get to this how to quit smoking piece, or at least how to take the right steps. And we talked a little bit about health clubs a second ago, but we're all going to give something up here. Kev is really taking the pain here. Kevin Powell.
Mm-hmm.
Kev's decided to give up fast food for the rest of the month. Now, let's be honest. This is all on the honor system.
Yeah.
So at some point during the month, I might go and break into Kevin's vehicle and, you know, find bags of Burger King and McDonald's and various other things. But I've chosen to trust Kevin.
You can trust me.
Yeah. Mary, what will you give up?
Oh, man, put me on the fence.
Something
here.
That's
kale.
No. Something painful.
How about bagels?
Do you eat a lot of bagels?
Well, I eat like a couple a week in the morning. You know, steady yogurt. I'll just go all yogurt, cream cheese, and I have cream cheese on them too.
What do you have every day? I got one for you. You need to give up tea.
Tea?
Yeah, you got to give up tea.
I have to stay awake somehow.
You have to give up tea.
Then you have to give up Diet Coke.
No, I'm going to give up something that really is, I'm telling you, chocolate. I'm a big chocolate
head. Oh, I am too.
You're a huge chocoholic.
I'm giving up chocolate.
How long do we have to do this?
Rest of the month.
My.
We should do it 8 weeks.
Dave's giving up booze.
Andre, be quiet. You are?
Hold on there, partner.
Jeez.
That's not a good idea. He'll be cranky.
Don't be drastic, Dave.
I'm sorry, Dave. Are you not giving up booze? I thought you were giving up booze. It's either booze or Northwestern. It's one of the two. You got to give up one or the other.
How's he going to function?
Wait. I mean, I don't really. There's nothing I eat or drink. Well, you're not done with Mary.
No, I'm telling you right now. I've got something for you to give up. You need to give up kale.
Hold on. Wait.
Look at Doc Most going.
Doc, help me out here. I thought that's a good thing for me to be eating.
Exactly. We shouldn't be giving up things that are healthy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Chocolate's healthy.
Apparently, I'm misunderstood.
My wife made a delicious kale salad last night.
All right. Tell it to your blog.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mary, what are you going to give up?
I don't know.
All right, I'll give you a couple extra minutes. Okay. What are you going to give up, Andre?
I'm basically giving up food.
What? You're not eating for the rest of the month?
You know, I don't eat fast food like Kevin does. I just eat, like, crap, though. I mean, I'll eat pizza. I eat here and there. I don't have a routine.
Food.
No more, well, basically no more food. I'm going to announce a little later on. I'm going to start Seattle Sutton today.
Well, that's healthy food.
So I'm going to be eating healthy food.
So you're giving up bad food.
I'm giving up bad food and kind of binge eating. Because do you do this? I mean, we stay up late prepping and, you know, watching
Doc
news and things.
Late night eating is bad for you.
I know, and I'll go to the nachos or I'll go to something
Let's go to the nachos.
Go to the nachos. Or go to the cookies or the candy, and that's going to all stop.
All right, so junk food.
And Andrea, that's very good because that's something you can do more than 8 weeks, and you'll start to notice a change in your whole eating pattern going forward. So, again, you guys are talking about 30-day things. We want to make something that's going to change so that you're going to continue besides changing back on February 1st.
Yeah, but the idea is you start now, and then what you're saying is we'll like it and we'll keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So this is
you will be craving chocolate by February 1st, I assure you.
This is what Dave now could sober up, possibly. All right, so Dave, apparently you've got to keep eating kale. What are you going to give up?
Well, I'm going to – I don't really have –
How about the love and support of your family?
Dave doesn't do anything wrong.
Give up what?
The love and support of your family. How about that?
Well, I think I gave that up a long time ago.
All right, so Mary and Dave have to come up with something.
How about diet soda?
Do you drink much diet soda?
I don't drink a lot, but
no,
I do drink a little.
You can't give up something that you only have like once a week.
All right, look, Polly and Peter Perfect.
Okay,
there's
got
to be something
I
you
got
two
it.
Do.
I'm giving up candy.
Candy?
I eat a lot of candy. All right. I have a candy bag in my purse.
That's right, my candy sister. I'm off to chocolate. You're off to candy.
Chocolate doesn't count. Chocolate's not candy.
What are you talking about?
Are you kidding
about?
Me? Of course
unless
I'm
candy.
Talking
Let me
like
tell you something. Unless
candies,
it's X-Lax, it's candy.
No, then I'm not doing that.
Mary's got a bag of Werther's in her purse.
All right, Doc. So we'll get Mary and Dave to come up with something. We're not going to ask Steve Grzanich to do this because he just got here.
Why don't you just ask us to start eating something bad?
Yeah.
No, because Doc doesn't want you to die.
How about if I start eating kale?
See, Doc, this is why
there
we can't.
Go.
Doc, this is why we can't do fantasy football live on the air anymore. Because there's no consensus.
Yes, yeah, Steve. Why can't we add something good instead of giving up something bad?
Brilliant.
Good
Thank
point.
Thank you.
All right, what are you going to add that's good?
Kale.
Yeah. What are you going to eat once a month?
I don't know. I never buy it. I don't even know what it looks like.
All right, you're going to eat kale.
We'll make you a kale salad.
All right. How many times a week does she have to eat kale?
Oh, if she eats kale 2 or 3 times a week,
three.
You know it.
3 times a week,
okay.
Mary.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Dave.
Mary, there's some great kale salads. I bet you Dave can give you some great ones that he makes or his wife makes that
Do
are phenomenal.
Do I have to eat the whole salad?
He can massage your kale. It's always tastier when
right.
it's when yes. you massage it.
He's
That's
good
true.
At that.
That's true.
All right, I'm going with kale.
Can I add an extra day of kale?
So ridiculous. Listen, you're not that perfect. I've known you forever. Find something. Find something you're going to miss for the next 3.5 weeks.
Okay. How about gum?
Oh, God.
Do you chew gum?
I do chew gum.
Sugar-free gum.
Yeah.
He borrows all my gum.
What's wrong with gum?
Do you chew gum every day?
I do.
I probably chew gum at some point during the day. Yeah.
Is gum bad for you, Doc?
Some gum can be bad for you. Some gum is bad for your teeth. Yeah.
There was
I want you guys to remember something. Kevin Powell is giving up fast food. Andrea is giving up all food.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, I'm giving up chocolate.
Okay, we did that already.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I gave up fast food a long time ago.
I do it during Lent.
All right, you're both off the show.
Yeah.
You're both off the show. Stick around until 10 when you work with Bill and Wendy. You'll come up with something. All right, Doc, let's move on to smoking. How do people quit smoking?
Yeah, Steve, you know, a lot of people are going to be saying, I'm going to quit smoking. And you know, there's a whole bunch of different ways that you can quit. You know, the person that can quit cold turkey, God bless them, because if they can just put them down and not pick one up again because nicotine is so highly addictive, that's great. And often that comes when they have a stress or something happen in their life. You know, you find out that your wife's pregnant for the first time and you're not going to smoke around her. That's great. Other ways to quit, you know, there's the taper method where I'm at a pack and a half a day. I'm going to be at a pack by the end of the month. I'm going to be at a half a pack. And some of those, you know, you just need to keep track of how much you're actually smoking and keep you online. There's medications. We have Nicoderm patches. We have nicotine gum as well. We have Chantix as a medication. So there's a lot of different ways. And the guy that's really motivated can do it. if you want, go on to smokestopping.gov, and it has surveys, studies, research studies that are going on that you can get in so that you actually get paid to stop smoking. So it's pretty cool.
All right. So the idea, again, would be make a realistic goal, achieve the goal, you'll like the results, and you'll stay on it.
And the people that are around you need to encourage you, need to say, hey, how many days has it been? That's great. Or, boy, doesn't food taste better now that you stop smoking? Hey, you know, it's great that the house smells so much better. The car smells so much better. It's nice that we're, you know, all of those things that, oh, it's nice that you don't have to go outside now after dinner and smoke. So it's that that reinforcement, too, that the person is making the right decision.
And Doc and I were talking, and you can do something else, too, for your community. You could volunteer. You hear us talking about charities all the time. You don't have to write a check. It's great if you can. But volunteering, kicking some hours in for something, the cause that matters to you, or something you're inspired by, or something you hear us talking about here, that's a great resolution.
It really is. You know, that helps the mental health side. It makes you feel like you did something more for society than just went to work. It gives you that good feeling. It puts endorphins out and actually makes you feel a lot better as well. And it gives you some meaning to your life as well. Sometimes people are just going through the motions. Now they go and they help someone who's less fortunate, and boy, it makes them feel a whole heck of a lot
better. Yeah, Dave, you could be a better person. You could volunteer.
Oh, I'm glad to volunteer.
We got to be sober first. Again, we're right back to the booze. All right, so Dr. Kevin Most, thanks for the advice. We'll get Mary and Dave to give up something.
Yeah, let me know what it is.
Yeah, well, as soon as I find out, you will.
Okay.
Feel this fight's going to go on for another 4 hours.
I got something.
Me too.
All right, hold that thought now. Hold that thought.